time, we hadn't been able to master the transfer of thought function from the patient to our receivers. Meltzner's breakthrough made it possible. Now that the research is missing, finding him is imperative. This is why Eugene ran away? I don't get it.
Connie?
Whit! You've got to see this. It's a memo from Campbell College to Andromeda.
Connie.
It's really confusing, but it says Eugene made a major breakthrough in their research project,
yep.
And now they're going crazy trying to find him.
Connie, stop.
Wait, listen. You will never guess who sent it to me.
I don't know.
Aram! Whit, I think we've been wrong about him.
Connie.
Maybe Aram has been a good guy the whole time. Look, he exposed the modem in Whit's end, right?
Listen.
He showed us the hidden cameras in Connellsville. He helped the kids figure out... What's the matter, Whit? Aren't you surprised?
I have something to tell you.
Whit, what's wrong?
Connie, Mitch. Mitch is dead.
What?
Okay, we want the CPU and all the components.
Okay, Jim, you unplug all the peripherals.
Agent Borland, what's going on here?
Sorry, Mr. Whitaker, but I have a warrant to confiscate your computer. And we need the two of you to come down to the office.
What?
Just come with me.
Well, Agent Borland, it would have been much easier for you to just call and tell me to bring the computer down. I'm perfectly willing to walk.
Oh, Whit, where are you?
Welcome to the airport.
Oh, thanks. This should take care of it.
Oh, yeah. By plenty. You must be in a good mood.
I'm happy to be alive.
Oh, see you, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Jack!
Joanne, thank heavens. Are you all right?
Me? I'm fine. Are you all right? It sounded like you were in a tumble dryer.
Yes, I'm fine. Yes, let's get going.
Okay.
Do you have the tickets?
Right here.
Did you...
The bags or check?
And the gate?
E14, all the way at the end.
Ah, good, good.
What's in the package?
Mr. Dent gave it to me.
What is it?
Let's open it and see.
A computer disk.
He said I had to take it to Whit. I wonder why it was so important to him.
Please, sit down.
Now, what in the world is this all about?
When we spoke at the motel, you didn't say anything about RM sending you confidential reports from the college?
I didn't know about that.
Then why do you think he sent them?
I have no idea.
Wait a minute, I can answer that. See, RM sent them to me. Sort of. I mean, Mitch told me to be on the computer at 5:45.
Why did Mitch want you to do that?
Because he wanted to... He wanted to prove something to me.
Prove something to you? Like what? What exactly was your relationship with Mitch?
Now take it easy, Borland. His death has come as a big shock to her.
Mitch and I were sort of going out.
Sort of?
Well, yeah. But things got complicated, so I was kind of distant, and... I don't want to think about it now.
Complicated? Was that before or after you found out Mitchell was Aram?
What?
Borland, she didn't know.
Mitch was Aram? But how could he be? I mean, that doesn't make any sense, Whit.
It's true. I'm sorry, Connie. I just didn't get a chance to explain.
So all this time he was... Oh, boy.
You're saying neither one of you knew Mitchell was Aram?
We didn't.
Yet you downloaded the file when he asked you to.
Well, that was my fault. Mitch told me to trust him, to trust... Aram.
It may be that Mitch was going to tell me about the file when we met.
Perhaps. Why you?
Well, I can't answer that.
He said he wanted to show that I could trust him. I don't understand. Did someone kill him for those files? You know, why aren't you out trying to find whoever did this to him rather than to be...
We are trying to find them. And the best way you can help us is by answering these questions.
Okay. What else do you want to know?
I have a couple of photographs for you to look at. Have either of you seen this man before?
It's the bald guy.
Yes, we saw him at the grand opening of my shop in Connellsville. Apparently, he had someone hide a camera in my office here. Who is he?
His name is Bennett Charles. Officially, he's the head of security for a company called Andromeda.
Ah.
Unofficially, he's known as the Enforcer. He does their dirty work. How about this photo?
That's the telephone woman. I mean, it's the woman who put the secret modem in your office, Whit. That's the same picture Mitch had in his briefcase.
Mitchell had a photo of this woman?
Huh? The same one.
Hmm.
Who is she?
Monica Stone. She's an expert in high-tech espionage. Tends to work for whoever will pay her the most. We believe she's operating with Charles and Mitchell.
Hold it right there. Mitch wasn't working with these people. He's a good guy.
Was Aram is who he was. A computer hacker who's caused no end of trouble.
Trouble for who? You know he didn't cause us any trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd like to think so. But we've got other ideas.
Like what?
Like nothing I can talk about now.
Well, are we finished then? Can I have my computer back?
They should be done with it by now. We'll take what we need and leave the rest of your files intact. Thanks for your cooperation.
Well, I'm not entirely sure you're welcome.
But what are we supposed to do now? Everything's all been turned upside down. What are we supposed to do?
Nothing at all. Just go about your business and be sure to let me know if anything else happens.
Joanne, I just thought of something.
Oh?
What if they ask if anyone's given me something to carry on the plane? I don't even know what's on this disc.
Hmm. We could go over and ask Mr. Dent.
What do you mean?
Well, isn't that him sitting over there near the metal detectors?
What in the world is he doing here? Wait. Wait. Get back.
What?
Those are the men who were in the car chasing me. I thought we lost them.
Do you think they're looking for us?
I don't know. I don't want to take the chance. What if they search us and find the disc?
I have an idea.
Thanks for answering their questions, Connie. I know it was difficult.
Well, I want to help.
Are you all right? Is there anything I can do?
I don't know. It's such a shock. I feel bad for his family, you know? He told me his sister was his best friend. Maybe I should write them a letter. Do you think so?
Yes. Yes, I think that would be nice. Well, here we are.
Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, don't come into work, Connie. Take the day off.
No, I'm okay. I'll come in.
Well, if you need to talk or you want to pray together.
I am really tired. I think I'll take a bath and go to bed.
Well, I'll just call you in the morning.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
What? I'm not okay.
Oh.
Oh, I'm glad that's over with. For now, at least.
Well, let's go to the gate. I'd hate to miss our flight.
Yes, I don't think I want to be here any longer than is necessary.
Jack, did you notice how awful Arthur Dent looked?
I did.
He reminded me of patients who have been through shock therapy. Do you think those men did something to him?
Anything's possible. I wish I knew who we're dealing with.
Well, now what?
You said gate number E14?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm tired of all this intrigue. Let's go home. I'm sure it'll be much quieter in Odyssey.
Hi, Whit.
Connie, I told you not to come in today.
I know, but I need to work. I need to do something besides cry.
Okay.
I want to fill the napkin dispensers for a while.
All right.
Anything exciting happened today?
No. No, nobody's come in. I've just been reading the paper.
Did you read that article about Mitch?
Yes.
Well, they got it wrong. He has a brother and a sister, not two sisters. And they used a bad picture of him. I should have given them the one of us at Trickle Lake. He looked really cute. He wore a green shirt that matched his eyes. We may have to replace all these napkins again by the end of the day. I went through an entire box of tissues last night.
Connie, I'm glad you're not holding it all in.
Yeah, but I hope I don't scare the kids away. That newspaper said that they were going to bury him in Maine.
Yes. Yeah, the funeral is Monday, isn't it?
Yeah. We were supposed to go to the zoo on Monday. What else is in the paper? Anything interesting?
Well, actually, Connie, I spoke with Jack and Joanne. They got in late last night.
Oh, did they have any more news?
Yes. Eugene and Katrina got married.
I knew they were going to do that. I knew I wouldn't get to plan their wedding. I'm taking the crock pot back.
Well, they got married at her father's bedside minutes before he died.
Oh. Well, I guess that's okay then. I wonder if she had flowers or a dress. I sure wish I could have seen her. Now who knows when I'll see either one of them. Have you heard from Eugene?
No, but let's go check my email to see if there's a message.
But it's not beeping.
What's not beeping?
Your email. You said it beeps when it's urgent.
Oh, maybe he sent one that he felt just didn't warrant.
What's the matter?
The door to my office. The lock's been jimmied.
Somebody broke in?
Stand back, Connie.
What happened?
Ransacked. I'm glad you made it back.
It's good to be here.
What are all the police cars doing out front?
Oh, well, somebody broke into my office.
Again?
We're getting used to it.
The police are up there investigating now. I doubt they'll find anything, though.
Wait, what's going on here? People are breaking and entering and disappearing and dying. What is this all about?
That's what I'm trying to find out. That package from Arthur Dent may have some answers.
We mailed it from the airport. It should be at the post office, registered in your name.
I'll go right now.
I'm going with you.
Oh, maybe you should call the police and have them escort you.
Well, Monica, it's your lucky day.
How so?
You get to intercept the package. Go to the post office.
I'm already too high profile. Somebody will recognize me.
Has Mr. Whitaker seen you?
No.
Then it doesn't matter, does it? Get the package. By whatever means necessary.
Should I lock your door? I should lock it. Do you want it locked?
It doesn't matter.
I'll lock it.
Jack, relax. We're only going to the post office.
I wouldn't call this a normal trip to the post office, Whit. We're not here to buy stamps.
Uh-oh.
What?
There's a woman in a blue car over to the right.
And?
The FBI agent showed me a picture of her.
Any idea who it is?
She does high-tech espionage work. They think she's working for Andromeda. Come on, Jack. Let's get the package and get out of here.
Oh, hey, Mr. Whitaker. Mr. Allen.
Hello, Wooten.
Oh, hi, Wooten. Why are you working behind the counter today?
Oh, I'm just filling in for a few minutes. I'm about to go on my route. Hey, you guys want to see my canceled stamp collection?
Well, actually, I'm here to pick up a package.
Oh, yeah. It came from Chicago, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know it's around here somewhere. You know, the great thing about canceled stamps is that you can tell where the letter came from because of the postmark. I like to imagine what kinds of stories these stamps would tell of their adventures to all these exotic places. Ooh, this is my favorite one. It's from Kentucky. Okay, here's your package. Sign right here.
Thanks. Listen, Wooten, this may seem like an odd request.
Oh, good. Odd requests are my favorite kind.
Can we go out a back door?
Sure, but it only leads to the back. Be much easier to go out the front.
We need to go out the back.
Okay, it's right through here. You didn't park back here, did you?
No.
Oh, that's good, because it's authorized vehicles only. Right through that door.
Thank you, Wooten.
Thanks.
Oh, no problem. Hey, if you ever do decide that you want to park back there, I can get you an authorized vehicle parking sticker. You'd have to become a mailman first, though. Hey, wait a minute. There's an unauthorized vehicle parked there now.
Where?
Well, that black car right there. I should go tell him to move.
Wait, don't.
Why?
I think he's watching for me. Is there another way out, Wooten?
No, there sure isn't.
Come on, Jack.
What are we going to do?
Where are they?
They're still inside.
How long does it take to pick up a package? Go in.
No, they'd recognize me.
What? How could they possibly recognize you?
I don't know, but Whitaker did. I'm sure of it.
Well, we don't have any options now, do we? You have to get the package.
Wait. They're coming out. They're heading to the car, and yes, they've got the package.
So what are you waiting for? Get it!
I can't just walk up and take it from them. There are people all around.
Figure it out. Do something.
They're getting in the car.
Don't let them leave the parking lot.
How am I supposed to stop them?
Think of something. Drive your car into them. I don't care.
What?
Run into them!
I'm so sorry. Oh, this is just terrible. It's all my fault. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Oh, I've just been having nothing but trouble with this car. Oh, look at that dent. Oh, I'm just so sorry. I'll fix whatever damage I've done.
Uh-huh.
Here, I've got an insurance card in my purse somewhere.
Well, you know, it really doesn't look as bad. Oh.
Why don't you and your friend get back in the car and give me the package?
Jack?
What's happening?
She has a gun. Hand me the package.
Oh, here.
You know, stealing mail is a federal offense.
Not when it's stolen property to begin with. Thank you. Now get back in the car and be quiet. See you later.
Well, this certainly caps off my week.
Yeah, mine too. But one thing puzzles me, Jack. How did she know we were coming to the post office?
Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Plan B Crossfire was written by Nathan Hubler and Marshall Younger and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.